The Minneapolis Star Tribune just published an editorial about the proposed Viking Stadium titled "Keep Bird Deaths in Perspective." They write, "Altogether, fewer than 3% of the U.S. bird population dies each year from collisions with buildings, as if 3% is insignificant. To put that in perspective, the two largest killers of American humans are heart disease and all forms of cancer, which combined kill less than 0.4% of us each year. That means that collisions with windows kill almost 10 times more of the bird population each year than our two biggest killers combined kill us. Collisions with windows are entirely random, taking out huge numbers of healthy young birds and adults in their prime, as well as more fragile individuals." That still doesn't say exactly how the Viking Stadium, with its almost 200,000 square feet of clear bird-killing glass, would affect bird populations. It's impossible to say, just as it's impossible to say how many children would really die from lung cancer or heart disease if we were to lower the age for buying cigarettes to 6. In either case, people with any conscience know it's worth something to prevent needless potential mortality. The Star Tribune cites University of Minnesota ornithologist Robert Zink saying, "People keeping their cats indoors would have a far greater impact on bird survival than whatever happens with the stadium." Zink, the secondary author of a discredited paper about bird mortality at windows, does have one thing right. Collisions with windows and predation by cats are indeed the two largest human-caused direct killers of wild birds, taking out together at least 6% of all American birds every year. Both causes of death are unacceptable and should be prevented whenever and wherever possible. The Star Tribune says, "Pesticides kill 72 million birds directly and many more over time. Power lines, communication towers, motor vehicles, wind turbines, and bycatch fishing operations take a big toll." The Star Tribune editors would apparently have a shrug and say, "Oh, well, what can we do?" I say the first thing we do is prevent the construction of brand new killers as we figure out how to reduce the death toll from the already existing ones. Lots of factors went into the decision for public financing to cover half the cost of the stadium. I can accept that. But I sorely resent my tax dollars being used to pay for bird-killing glass that will not help the Minnesota Vikings in any way. We do not have to make a choice between birds and football. We can have an aesthetic stadium without bird-killing glass. If one architectural firm is too lacking in creative skills to build it, the solution is the same as it would be in dealing with a poor football player: terminate the contract and find a better one. The Minneapolis Star Tribune says, "A wall with glass with huge pivot doors opening to a plaza and affording a clear skyline view would add to the feeling of being outdoors." If that feeling of being outside is so important, why not just build an old-fashioned outdoor stadium? Oh, because football fans and players really don't like the feeling of being outdoors in Minnesota during football season. Building this stadium will kill birds year-round to give football fans less than 40 hours a year of that feeling of being outdoors. The editors end with, "When controversial buildings are involved, bird collisions make for high drama, but they don't amount to much in the larger scheme of things." But just how much does the Star Tribune think the feeling of being outdoors during 8 home games a year amounts to in that larger scheme of things? I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.